There is no doubt this morning. Many of our loved ones that have gone on. We are praying that when we get there, we'll see a familiar face. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We truly give God the highest praise this morning. We would like to make a reminder announcement that our high school graduates for their academic recognition will be on the third Sunday of this month. So let us keep in mind and make sure that all of our graduates are aware of that so that they will be here on the third Sunday morning. God has blessed us, and we thank God for their achievements, and we definitely want to keep them informed that their labor hadn't been in vain. We are thankful to God that God has blessed them to do what they've done and can continue on in life and to do what God would have them to do. To all of our ministers and to all of our visitors and guests and friends, we thank God for another opportunity to stand before you this morning. And as we stand before you to do what thus said the Lord our God. Yes. We again like to share with you from the book of Exodus out of the third chapter, verses 1 through 5, and supporting text from Acts 8, verses 18 and 19. The Bible declares, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock in the backside of the desert, came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Acts 8, 18 and 19. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, Give unto me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. The basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning, recognizing the power of God. Recognizing the power of God. You got to get to a place in life where you know it's not all about you. It's about who God called you to be, who he purposed you to be. And then you allow God to move. And I thank God because even in our theme this morning, recognizing the power of God. Too many times we think that it's me, it's myself, it's mama and them, it's grandma or grandpa, but at the end of the day, it's nobody but God. Because all of our ancestors, all of those that stand before us, even all of those that are under the sound of my voice right now, we are only here because of the mercy and the grace of a loving God. God's grace and his mercy has brought us halfway through the year. We come here and we come to celebrate the love of God. We come to let God know that I'm so glad that I'm able to be able to stand this morning. I'm so glad this morning that the blood is yet running warm in my veins. Our small community, we realize and we've seen that every week we have one, two, three homegoing celebrations. I stopped by two on yesterday. But I'm here today. And it's good to stop by and to be able to share with families. But one day it's going to be your day. We always say, those of us from the old school, may the work that I've done speak for me. kind of work are you doing? You got to get in the vineyard. You got to know that the laborers are few, but God can use even you. You don't have to have a title. You don't have to put on a robe. You don't have to have an organist. All you got to do is just open up your mouth. Trust the power of a loving God. We got folk that say we want to help somebody. Don't you know you can witness to somebody without being reverend or bishop or elder, apostle? All you got to do is know the word, share the good news, and you can help somebody along the way. If you ever been down and out in your life and somebody know that you've been down and out, when they see you get back up on your feet, that's a testimony within itself. Anybody got a testimony this morning that I'm not where I want to be, but I thank God I'm not where I used to be. I don't know about you, but I'm glad about that. I'm glad that I learned that my God is a mighty good God, merciful God, a God that has blessed us all along the way. And as we prepare ourselves, we can't help but go to the words of our ancestors that many times they would say, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I've already come. But don't you know, even though you've overcome some things, you don't know what you're going to have to face today or tomorrow. You got to be thankful for this day. And I thank God for Sister Vivian, that little thing in there, tomorrow, what if tomorrow never comes? What are you going to do today to let somebody know that I'm still a child of the King? The Bible teaches us that in this life, we will have trials and tribulations. We're going to have good days. We're going to have bad days. We're going to be ups and there are going to be some downs. We got some healthy folk, but we got a whole lot of sick folk. But don't you know, or you ought to know this morning, that even though you might be one going through, there's somebody in a worse condition than that you're in. So don't have a pity party. Don't get in the corner and begin to hold your head down and think that all hope is gone. If you know who Jesus is, if you know what he did when they beat him, and all by his stripes, the Bible declared that we are healed. So I thank God. I thank God for Jesus this morning. If it was not for the Lord who is on our side, oh God knows that we would be most miserable. As believers, we got to know him as our shepherd. Not something that somebody told us to learn and to repeat, but we got to learn to accept that as a personal relationship with God. It's easy to say the Lord is my shepherd, but it even feels a whole lot better when you know him to be your shepherd. When you got that relationship with him, when you know that in the midnight hour he watches over you. When you know that when you don't know how you're going to make ends meet, he's already worked some things out for you. I serve a God that is able. I serve a God that got everything that we need. And we got to rest assured that if you need it, God's got it. Come to remind you this morning that God is all powerful. God watches over us through the day and through the night. 24/7, you can believe that God is right there. And a lot of times we tend to not recognize him in our presence. Some of us begin to think that because I got my mind made up, because I am one of those that have everything in line, that God will do or God has done. But God does things because he loves us. We belong to him. And even though all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God, God has still shown us mercy. If you were to look back and take an examination of your life, and there's some things in there that you'd like to say, Lord, I hate that I ever did that. But yet in the midst of it all, God still stood by your side. There's some folk that don't understand your worship or your praise. There's some folk don't understand that regardless of what you're going through, you still say hallelujah anyhow. Are there any hallelujah anyhow folk in the house this morning? Know that you got something that you could complain about, but God has been so good. So good, I just won't complain. My good days still outweigh my bad days.
My healthy days still outweigh my sick days. And my sick days is just a temporary process. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Anybody got sense enough to know if you know God to be your healer? All you got to do is wait on God. Don't be sitting around here waiting on me to die. I'm going to see a whole lot of y'all. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Life is a process. And life is what you make of it. You got to make the best of what you got. Don't start feeling like, oh, Lord, why me? Why not you? Sometimes you got to understand that you go through so you can be a testament to somebody else. Somebody that know you, somebody that love you, somebody that don't quite understand can look at your life and begin to believe that if he did it for him, he'll do it for me. If he did it for her, he'll do it for me. And I believe that we serve that kind of God because God is not a jealous God. God is a jealous God, but he is not a God of respect of persons. God knows what you're going through this morning. He knows your hurt. He knows your pain. The Bible declared that he even see your tears. He knows the thoughts that you got in your mind. So I'm so glad that I can say that the Lord is on my side. He knows just what we need and just when we need it. What I love about God is I found in the Word of God where it said that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. You got to show yourself to be a man or a woman that got faith in the power of a God that is able. We got to have faith and we got to believe that he will do just what needs to be done. We got to believe in the power this morning of prayer. Knowing that we've heard that prayer changes things. And when we pray, it doesn't matter whether we are near or whether we are far. He will answer our prayer, state to state, country to country, nation to nation. Distance has no bearing of what prayer can do. Isn't it good to know that you don't have to be right on somebody to pray for them? I'm so glad to have a praying family this morning. As I sat there at the reunion yesterday and talked to several, and they would say, I'm praying for you. And you know, it's good to know that when somebody prays for you, some of us might be have our minds mixed up and think that in order for prayer to work, somebody got to lay some hands on you. You don't have to lay hands on nobody. All you got to do is talk to God. God will hear your humble cry. Anybody in here prayed for somebody that you hadn't seen in a mighty long time, but you still believe that God will hear and he will answer that prayer. And they don't have to be in another town, another city. They can be right across town. You know, we don't visit folk like we used to. We don't visit family like we used to. Everybody got their own agenda. Everybody got their own thing that they got to do, but we need to take time out to share with one another, to love on one another, to know that God wants us to be close, and God don't want us to just wait until there's a tragedy. God don't want us to just wait until somebody's dead, then here we all come. Most of us, that's the only time that we have a family reunion is when somebody is dead. But isn't it good to get together and have this many folk with you today and nobody's dead? Somebody gonna die. But right now, we all yet still alive. To God be the glory for all the things that he have done. I believe this morning that many of you know how to go down on bended knees. One thing about prayer, don't have to be fancy words. You don't have to have a rhythm. You can throw in some ain'ts and I ain't got this and I ain't got that. God understands. God hear and he will answer prayer. I believe that many of us need to go back to where the Bible declares man should pray without ceasing. See, every now and again when you hear that God has done something or you see that God is doing something, you ought to have a praise on your lips. When you know that God has made a way out of no way, or you hear somebody get up and give a testimony, and they begin to declare what God has done and what God is going to do, and you see it manifest itself in their life. As you hear the praise report, then you ought to take time out to give God some hype.